الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا هو خير مما يجمعون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: إن الله يرفع بهذا الكتاب أقواما ويضع به آخرين، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام، وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. There is no doubt that the great, great ni'mat of Quran Sharif which Allah has given us, it is the greatest ni'mat, of course, after Iman. This is a great, great ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala which Allah has given us, more greater than all other books in the world, whatever they can be, whatever position they can be in the world, riches they can be in the world, governments they can be in the world. The Quran Sharif is the greatest gift, and Allah has been so kind that He has blessed us with this Quran Sharif. It is here with us, it is in our hands, it is in our masajid, it is in our homes, it is in the hearts of so many people. Young boys, small boys, hafiz the Quran. And what jayyid and good hafiz also. And then throughout, how many women folk, girls are hafiz, how many men, young boys, old people. And alhamdulillah, the connection of Quran Sharif with this month of Ramadan, that the amount of Quran Sharif that was recited, there is no doubt the most kitab that is read in the world is the Quran Sharif. More than any other kitab, it is being read so much. And this great ni'mat and treasure, daulat of Quran Sharif, Allah has put it in the hearts of the Huffaz. They recite it, Taraweeh, in the month of Ramadan. And with this year particularly, with the conditions prevailing, in how many homes there was Taraweeh. Much more Taraweeh took place. The ulama-i kiram, alhamdulillah, Allah reward them all along. They have been explaining the Quran Sharif, the meanings of the Quran Sharif, which Allah Ta'ala has said, "Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr," we have sent down the dhikr. And dhikr, that it is repeated, it is read over and over. "Wa inna lahu lahafizun," and Allah will protect it. So the words of the Quran Sharif are also protected. The meaning of the Quran Sharif is also protected. So the ulama, Allah reward them, always they have been in the whole corridor of the Islamic history. Ulama have played this great role and fulfilled their duty of explaining the Quran Sharif to the people. With regard to that, mashallah, this one program that was arranged by some ulama of Durusul Quran, the lessons of the Quran Sharif, and three ulama explained it over the three asharat in various aspects of the Quran Sharif, and they have completed, alhamdulillah, and they completed, and besides them also, how many other Durus of Quran Sharif has been taking place throughout the world. People have been engaging in Quran Sharif. So this is this great ni'mat which Allah has given us, and then this great khidmat by the ulama, and this must carry on all the time. Everywhere throughout the world where Quran Sharif was completed in Taraweeh, we all know the last rakat, 20th rakat, we started again, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. And the reason for that is not just a customary thing. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali writes, it should not be just customary that we complete, but it is that we're starting again. So it has to carry on. So the tilawat of Quran also must carry on. Out of Ramadan also, it won't be as much as it is in Ramadan, but it must carry on all the time. On a daily basis, our tilawat of Quran Sharif must carry on. And then the khidmat of the Quran, the durus of the Quran Sharif, the learning, the teaching, the propagating, everything of the Quran Sharif must be brought alive. So, and this must carry on. So where everyone has completed قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ, and then we start it again, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ. So let it not just be a rasm, a customary thing, but it is that we just completed and we started again. And it must carry on. In fact, mashallah, there are those people, usually when we have completed the Quran and we read the Muflihun, we start our khatam, we start again from Alif Lam. They say, no, you have already reached the Muflihun. Carry on from there. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So you must carry on from there. So anyway, Quran Sharif must carry on. The reading of the Quran Sharif, the dars of the Quran Sharif, learning, teaching of the Quran Sharif must carry on. This is a great, great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has given us. It is Hablullah fil ard, the rope of Allah which Allah has put down on the earth. This rope, the Quran Sharif, لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا, it will never break. Anything else can break, but the Quran Sharif, it will never ever. It's every argument will remain till the day of Qiyamah. And the most scientists can find is not invent anything, but just understand the workings of Allah Ta'ala. And that is really their field, to see what the workings. And we see that in so many things, they themselves become amazed at what the Quran Sharif has taught. Quran Sharif itself says, سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ, we will show them our signs in the heavens also, in themselves also, we will show them our signs. And Quran has been doing this all along. So this great kitab Allah Ta'ala has given us. So it is, one end of the, so to say, this rope is in the hands of Allah. Quran Sharif is a sifat of Allah. And in that sense, it is part of Allah. It is a sifat of Allah Ta'ala. It is not the creation of Allah Ta'ala. And the other hand, Allah gave it in our hands. Now it is just for us to hold firm to the Quran Sharif. And when we are tested, trying times, like present times, and in fact all the time, Allah tests us all the time, that will we hold on to the Quran Sharif, or will we hold on to something else? Whether it is our normal daily lives, what our families, the challenges and times will come. Are we going to follow Quran or Surah Sharif, or are we going to follow somebody, the wife's commands, the wife's desires, the children's desires? What are we going to follow? When we will be doing business, we can do a business deal the wrong way also, we can do it the right way also. How are we going to do it? When we have to receive money, when we have to pay money, are we doing it according to the teachings of the Quran or some other way? Everything of us all, our dressing, our eating, our lifestyle, the Quran gives us directions all the time. So we must hold on to it. And who holds on to it, he becomes Allah. And who, man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. Who becomes Allah, Allah becomes he. And when Allah is yours, that is what more. And the greatest way to achieve, find Allah, make our connection, nisbat, ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala, is through the Quran Sharif. So this kitab Allah Ta'ala has given us, and alhamdulillah, the amount that it has been recited. In this ayat of Karima, Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas. Allah is addressing not only the believer, but the people, all of people. That قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ, a mawiza, a wa'az, a lecturer has come to you from your Rabb. Your Rabb, the one who has created you. Your Rabb, the one who looks after you, nourishes you. Your Rabb, who is with you all the time. You can be fast asleep. You don't know anything what is happening around you. Your Rabb is there, and He is protecting you. And without Allah's protection, we cannot survive one split second also. You can be sitting where? Fi burujim mushayyida. Strong forts we can be in. But if Allah's help is not there, nothing can help a person. The Jews in Khaybar, when a decision was made against them, and they locked themselves up in their forts. And the forts were extremely strong. And they thought that nobody can get into us from here. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum also thought, how will we get to them? They are now so strong and they completely locked up everything. There's no way to get them. Allah Ta'ala says, فَأَتَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَمْ يَحْتَسِبُوا. Allah got to them in from an angle which they never thought. And what was that? Allah put fear in them. And just that fear came into them and they themselves came out. And they themselves started breaking their forts also. So Allah, لَا يَعْلَمُ جُنُودَ رَبِّكَ إِلَّا هُوَ. Nobody knows the armies of Allah but only Allah. And Allah's armies are unlimited. So the minute we have Quran Sharif, Allah's protection. So Allah says to the whole of mankind that this maw'idah, this wa'ad, this lecturer has come to you from your Rabb. And He is the one who is in control of your conditions also. All the time, whether you are awake, whether you are sleeping, whether you are in your bedroom, locked up also, whether you are in public also, everywhere, Allah your Rabb. And Allah has sent, so He has sent you that kitab which will be guidance for you for every department of your life. You get married, Quran is your guide. Allah make it that we take it. We do business, Quran is our guide. We sleeping, Quran is your guide. Everywhere. So this maw'idha min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. And not only that, just the Quran Sharif is a ni'mat. And then it is shifa lima fi sudur. It is a cure for all that what is in your heart. And that is mainly your spiritual diseases. And what we are, the month of Ramadan, for لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, to acquire taqwa, our islah. There can't be a better time than this month. And the Quran Sharif, there can't be a better kitab than the Quran Sharif. And whether we understand it or without understanding, the miracle of the Quran Sharif, it will make our islah. So, شِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ. One person was just saying, one very prominent doctor, he says for cancer, whatever treatment they give, he says the real and only cancer, a doctor, he says, is just tilawat of Quran Sharif. Just read Quran Sharif, day in and day out, read Quran Sharif. That is the cure. One person who had cancer at quite a high level also, and when he went for whatever chemo, whatever it was supposed to done, when they checked up, they say, what happened? Nothing whatsoever. Everything, Quran, all that knots which are in the body and all that, it loosens it and thin. So Quran in any case, and people have explained great, great miracles which they themselves experience in various aspects of the Quran Sharif. So Allah has sent that. And it is that maw'idhatan min rabbikum wa shifa'un lima fi sudur. All our diseases, spiritual diseases, all other diseases also, Quran Sharif. Allah give us to understand from the barakat of this month and all the ulama's efforts which they have made on the durus of the Quran Sharif and the great barakat which is in this month of Quran Sharif, that we really make the Quran our mission in our life. We read it, we try and learn as much as possible, whether it is surahs we learn, whether it is a person is an alim, more we go into the tafsir and more we try to understand the Quran Sharif, but we make it our lifelong mission. Washifa wa hudaw, and it is hidayat. It is your road map. It is your GPS. The Quran Sharif, for everything you want to know your direction in any part of life, follow the Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif is there to guide us in our aqaid, which are the most important. The Quran Sharif is there to guide us. In our ibadat, how to make our ibadat. our muamalat, our business transactions, which are so important, that they be correct. The Quran Sharif is there to guide us. And in detail, the Quran Sharif has explained all the various aspects of business also. And then the more details have come in the hadith. And then Allah reward the fuqaha and the great ulama of this ummah, that how they, all the business matters, they classified it. They broke it down. They put it all in place together, one place, everything, and explained it in detail. And then our mu'asharat, that our social life, that also the Quran Sharif has explained. Our akhlaqiyat, our akhlaq also, what our character must be, how a father must be with his children, how a husband must be with his wife. Everything the Quran Sharif has given us, and this kitab was revealed to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. But today, alhamdulillah, it is in the whole world. Translations of the Quran Sharif is almost in every language of the world, and the ulama throughout in the whole world, in this month also, all the time, they are busy teaching. And then Allah reward the ulama in the Darul Ulooms. Throughout the year, they are explaining the meanings of the Quran Sharif, from tarjumah of Quran Sharif, and then right up to the tafsir, and what detailed tafsir also, and what capabilities they make in the students, that the student himself then can go ahead further in his life and learn more and more Quran Sharif all the time. And then the amount of tafsir that have been written, it's really mind-boggling. And especially in the past, when there were no computers, when there were no all the keypads, there wasn't even the ballpoint, there wasn't the fountain pen. It was with the reeds they used to write. And in that time, they wrote these tafsirs. A person cannot understand. And what ulum Allah had given them, what taqwa Allah had given them, and how they had explained the Quran Sharif. And in fact, if we see in some museums, those Quran Sharifs of the past, that how beautifully every page, the beautiful design they made there, the different color of inks in that time, hey, how they made they wrote the Quran Sharif, and how long it must have been taking a person to write the whole Quran Sharif. Today it is just, we go and pay a certain amount of money, I got the whole Quran, printing press, the Quran Sharif is printed. But in that zamana, Allah, but how the Quran Sharif has been preserved. And it has been preserved as it was revealed to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Today, alhamdulillah, we have got the same copy of the Quran Sharif in our hands. And this will carry on till close to Qiyamah. Allah will look after this Quran Sharif. So, قَجَّادْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And it is a source of mercy, rahmat. For who? For lil-mu'mineen. At the beginning Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ. It is for everyone. But those who take benefit of it, for them it is rahmat. Like, you go into a library, there are so many kitabs. The kitabs are there, and it's open. Anyone can go and benefit. But he who takes a kitab and studies it now, makes amal on it, he gets the benefit. So this is what we have to see, that the Quran Sharif is there. Like in the masjid, any masjid, there are so many Quran Sharifs. In our homes, there are so many Quran Sharifs. But it is now, the benefit is for those who will take the Quran Sharif, sit down, start reading it. And those that will study it and will go into the meaning of it, those who will teach it to others, those who will propagate it, the meanings and the teachings of the Quran, they teach to other people. For them Allah says, rahmatul lil mu'mineen. It is a great mercy for these believers, who those who benefit from the Quran Sharif. Just the Quran Sharif alone is a source of barakat. We have a Quran Sharif in the house, is a source of barakat for us. Wherever the Quran Sharif is the source of Allah's great rahmat and barakat coming down. But those, and to the extent that we benefit from it, the different levels. And everyone, according to his capacity, according to his effort, he will benefit from the Quran Sharif. So how much a person engages and he takes advantage and benefits so much, وَهُدًا وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And all this was nothing of our doing. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته. It is only the fazl of Allah and the rahmat of Allah Ta'ala that we have got this great, great kitab. And so we have to become diehards of Allah, that we were not deserving of the Quran Sharif. Today we got Quran Sharif in our hands. And we can go open a shelf, we take a copy of the Quran Sharif, and it's there ready for us. And how many people till now at this moment in the world, they haven't seen a copy of the Quran Sharif? That we have got it, we must make shukr. And real shukr, verbal also we must make. From our heart also we make shukr. And the real shukr, that we read the Quran, we teach it, we learn it, we make it alive. قل بفضل الله وبرحمته فبذلك فليفرحوا. That is the thing of joy. That is the thing you should express your happiness. Alhamdulillah, still today, that whenever a person completes Quran Sharif, then we have like a jalsa also, people feed also, give out presents, all that happiness they express. Allah give us tawfiq also, whenever we complete our reading of the Quran Sharif also, we should try and give something. Give something, one is in this happiness, a hadiah, that we just share it amongst people. Allah, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and they should make completion of Quran Sharif once a week, the 7 manzils which are there, which was the common practice of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Then he should slaughter a camel and feed the people, that Allah, you gave me tawfiq to read Quran Sharif. So we also should give. Also, when we have completed Quran Sharif, our own reading, or like this durus of Quran took place, or any other khidmat of Quran Sharif, we should give some sadaqah also. Because we definitely made some mistakes. Our adab, respect of the Quran, some and other mistakes we made, so we give some sadaqahs. Like we give when we complete our Hajj Umrah, we give some sadaqah. Sometimes we have to give, something went wrong, we have to give our dam, our fidya or something. The same way for Ramzan also, we have to give our sadaqatul fitr. By this, the rozas become purified. The rozas that were that were not reaching, now by the sadaqatul fitr, it reaches Allah Ta'ala. So the sadaqah, whenever we complete a Quran Sharif, give some sadaqah also for any errors that we might have made, anything wrong that we have done. And with regard to the adab of the Quran, there is no limit to it. But Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh explained a very beautiful principle, that what is understood as adab in that area, what people understand, that is what is the adab of the Quran Sharif. So we know more or less what we regard as adab. We don't touch the Quran Sharif without wudu. We don't put it on the floor. We don't put it lower than ourselves. We don't just push it or like give it just like wildly. What is regarded as adab, what we can understand, that adab we have of the Quran Sharif. So Allah Ta'ala has given this kitab, the Quran Sharif. قُلْ بِفَلْيَفْرَحُوا هُوَ خَيْرٌ مِمَّا يَجْمَعُونَ. The Quran Sharif and every aspect of the Quran is much more superior than all what you are amassing, what you are gathering, what you are accumulating. You've got one business, you made it 10 businesses. You had 1 million rand, you made it 10 million rand. You had 100 million, you made it 1 billion. All whatever you are amassing, gathering, nothing is more greater than the Quran Sharif. So devote yourself to the Quran Sharif. How much we will read Quran Sharif. So Allah reward these ulama everywhere, the ulama in the world. They have gone out of their way to teach the Quran Sharif to the people. The durus of Quran Sharif, Allah make it that it carries on throughout the year also. Every day we should have it. Our Shaykh al-Hadith, Mawlana Fakhruddin Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, one particular advice he gave, that have dars of Quran Sharif. Every day have dars of Quran Sharif. Hazrat Mawlana Mahmood Hassan Sahib, Diobandi Rahmatullah Ali, when he was in prison, and when he came back from the prison, the people said, you were in prison, your mind was free, you had a lot of time, what do you think, what is the solution for the problems of the Ummah? One of the things he said, Quran Sharif. That we must attach ourselves to the Quran Sharif. We must not detach ourselves from Quran. Daily, There mustn't be a day that we haven't read Quran Sharif. And more than that also, if we can, not only once a day, but morning, evening, and very nice practice, mashallah, something very easy. And we learn from our elders that if we are in the masjid by adhan time, after adhan we make our sunnahs, and then we got time, read some Quran Sharif. Every namaz we can do that. So every namaz, if we just read quarter supara, we will read our one in quarter supara. Every day we can read, and in so easy way, every day we can make one khatam of the, every month we can make one khatam. That is for ordinary people like us, and then the huffaz can do much more, of course, and then other people do, of course, they do much, much more. The hadith park which I have recited, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا. It is on account of this kitab, the Quran Sharif, that Allah raises nations. Nations become high, not because of science, not because of technology, not because of anything else of this dunya, how much the people engage themselves with Quran Sharif, so much they become high. Of course, this is a different thing that people, or some people will see a person's progress, everyone will see it according to his eyes. Dunya's people will see it according to dunya. So if they feel that a person who is engaged with Quran whole life, and many, many people, huffaz, they were not alims also, and many not even hafiz, but they have been teaching whole life Quran Sharif, and they're making hafizas. The people will think he's got a small little house, living his day-to-day life. He hasn't got really any special big motor car, big mansion. So what did he acquire? But in the eyes of Allah, what that person has got. And when he will go to Allah, what Allah will give that person. So it is by the Quran Sharif. So we must not be fooled by what the people, Allah knows everything. Allah is the sole owner of all knowledge. Everything is only by Allah. Allah says that Allah raises people or their position on account of this Quran. وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. And Allah destroys and brings destruction to people by the same token of the Quran Sharif, that is those who don't have attachment to it, those who don't have contact with it. In the world it can look that maybe they are enjoying, but for example, a person has no Quran Sharif, no Iman, doesn't regard the Quran Sharif as anything, and in this world he might be living what a life. But at the time of maut, he will see for himself. And not only at the time of maut, but forever thereafter. So the real life, we are all fooled by this temporary life, the values of this world, the things of this dunya, and we expect deen to put value into the useless dunya. Deen is for deen, it's for akhirat, to bring the values of deen alive. Deen is not that you live in a big mansion. Deen is not that you live for flashy motor cars. If that was the case, the Sahaba and the Quran Sharif says that had Allah not have the fear that people will lose their iman, Allah should make the staircases of the house of gold and silver, the door handles of gold for the people who haven't got iman. But then the people of iman should have thought, oh, we got nothing. So Allah, to save us from that, Allah Ta'ala gave us. But the real thing, or our deen, is for the sake of deen, for akhirat. To build our iman, to build our akhlaq. And on that, Allah makes our dunya also. And the dunya Allah Ta'ala makes is your inside, Allah Ta'ala makes it. You have that full conviction, and no matter what the people got around you, you are happy with what you got. And with that, Allah gives you your comfortable life, and your eyes are set on the akhirah. Your eyes are set on what you are going to get there. So this Quran Sharif is a great ni'mat which Allah Ta'ala has blessed us and the whole ummah with. And we have got it, and let us hold on to it. And let us be also, let us make shukr of it. And the shukr in every way, from our hearts also, on our tongues also, and then practically also, that we engage with the Quran Sharif. Like for example, we have been deprived of our masajid. generally in the world. And what a sad case if we go and say that every mu'min's heart is in the masjid. People who are mutawallis of the masjid, they also had to close the masjid, but they are going in the masjid and crying there, that this masjid is just lying empty. There is no one coming to the masjid. They are crying their hearts to Allah Ta'ala. So this Quran Sharif which Allah has given us, let us make qadr of it. And make dua also, qadr also of it in all the senses. Little bit which I have explained, otherwise the haqq of the Quran, nobody can fulfill the right. But we try our little way and lot of shukr also and engage. It must not happen we get deprived of the Quran. Allah save us, Allah protect us, Allah save the ummah, Allah protect the ummah. Quran Sharif must become more alive in the world, and it is up to us. And this is the time that we engage ourselves. So Allah reward all the ulama who have worked in this side, all the huffaz, and in the world, mashallah, how many khatams took place. And how lot, mashallah, Quran Sharif was recited in the homes. The women folk, they are those women folk whose only work is to read Quran Sharif. And they are listening to, mashallah, they are those women whose children, grandchildren, family people are all hafiz. They are listening to them all the time. They are reading themselves all the time. They are engaged in Quran Sharif. And how many men also, they are teaching Quran Sharif all the time. Throughout the world, there are those people, outwardly we see them to be just like ordinary people, but they are engaged in Quran Sharif. And then the ulama who are teaching the Quran Sharif, the people who are having, and today what effort also is made on the Quran Sharif, made it so easy that we can read it with tajweed. All the rules that have been written, how they have been written, how they have been explained, makes it easy for every person. So Allah give us this attachment with the Quran Sharif, and let us all fulfill the rights of the Quran Sharif. One time, one Egyptian alim gave me a Quran Sharif as a present when we were leaving from there. Then what beautiful words he said. He said, if there was something greater than this that I could give you, I should have given you that. But the greatest thing that a person can give is the Quran. What greater gift can there be? And in that light also, we all should consider that Quran Sharif, our neki, our good deeds, these are the great. To make a dua for somebody, you help out somebody with R1 million, R5 million, alhamdulillah, very good, we all will appreciate. But more than that is a dua. Dua is greater. We give somebody a gift. We give him something to eat, something to drink, something to wear. But we made a khatam of Quran and we passed the sawab to him. We made 2 rakats of namaz and we passed the sawab to him. That is much, much more greater. All these other things will come to an end. What we wear is going to become old. And finally, you're going to throw it away, give it away, whatever it might be. What we're going to eat is eaten, it's finished. But whatever of deeny things that we did, these are the greatest gifts, duas that we make for one another, advice, good advice that we give somebody. How many people, just one little advice and the person's life changed. And when his life changed, what greater gift could there be for that person? How many people who were in so many wrong things, but just that one advice. And all these advices are from the Quran Sharif. The basic source of everything is the Quran Sharif. And then these ulama who sacrifice to learn the Quran and then to teach it, whether they're writing tafsir, whether they are teaching it, and people take one point, and many times we don't realize, but the benefit is coming. As we are sitting here, we don't acknowledge, but the oxygen we are taking, we are benefiting from it all the time. We are sitting here and the floor, the ground is not shaking. There isn't an earthquake, a tremor. Allah protect us all. We are all benefiting. We are taking it for granted. But it's there, it's a ni'mat. Like that, the Quran Sharif is a great ni'mat of Allah. And there are so many things in our deen, Quran Sharif and all the other things in our deen, which are there, but we are not, we're just taking it for granted. Allah, make us, we become acquainted, we acknowledge these things. And in every matter, how many ni'mats of Allah Ta'ala. When we sit down to eat, we should think, that being able to sit down is a great ni'mat. How many people can't sit down? And then when we are sitting down, if we're sitting in a sunnat position, what a great ni'mat. We have got a sofra, the dastarkhan. And who made it? How many machines? How many people work? Whether it's a simple, thin plastic dastarkhan we put, or whether it is a cloth, a very like expensive, good quality cloth dastarkhan. But how many people work? Each utensil that came, how many people worked for that? The teaspoon, the cup, the saucer, the plate, for everything. The food that comes, all the different types. One dish has got so many things in it. From where all this came. So we all appreciate. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If all of you ta'uddu, plural, and you all try and count one ni'mat of Allah, Allah says you will never be. And with ta'keed, Allah says, with stress, that you'll never be able to count even one ni'mat. Because in that one ni'mat, billions and billions of ni'mats are hidden in there. And Allah is showering us with His ni'mats all the time. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah accept from all who have read Quran Sharif, all who are learning, teaching Quran Sharif, all our huffaz throughout the world, who perform Taraweeh, and mashallah, what quality of Quran Sharif, how beautifully Quran Sharif is recited. And then all the ulama who were making khidmat, the bayans they were giving, the kitabs they have written, all the durus and the lessons that they have been given of Quran Sharif, and alhamdulillah, everyone started again. We read al muflihun. So Allah make that also a reality in our lives, that this durus of Quran also, hal wa irtihal, complete and start again. That is one of the best amals with regard to, we just complete it, we start again. Immediately we start again. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, reward all the ulama who organized these programs, all the ulama who conducted these programs, all the people who were listening. And Allah has shown, alhamdulillah, the jazba in the ummah and the people, that though we were not allowed to go to masjid, but alhamdulillah, in the homes people were listening. In wherever they were, they are listening and they are taking benefit all the time. So Allah Ta'ala accept from everyone in every way. And Allah give us our returns much, much more than what we have done. And Allah is such. Allah gives. In fact, it comes that in our nama amal, a person will be shocked that I never did this amal. Allah puts it in also for that person. How merciful is not Allah Ta'ala. And how beautifully somebody explained, it's the end of Ramadan, of this year's Ramadan. This year's Ramadan will never come to us again. This moment that is gone can never come back. This day that is gone can never come back. And while we, tomorrow may be Ramadan, may not be Ramadan, but Allah put it in us that we still take the one farad is equal to 70 farad. One nafil becomes a farad. One sunnat, what is the value of it? So we still got a chance. As soon as the moon is sighted, announcement is made for Eid, all these treasures are gone from us. So one person wrote a very beautiful understanding of one aspect. Like if somebody is giving out sweet meats, any shirni, any chocolate, sweets, etc. So usually at the beginning, you must come in a line or whatever, you know, according to the condition, and everyone is given. But when it comes to the end and they still left over, then that person now just gives to anyone. Those who got also take, and those who are not allowed to take, now they also take. Everyone is just taken. And this person is just giving everyone. And Allah's favors. And the end of Ramadan now. And this is the month when Allah's generosity also knows no limits. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's generosity knew no limits. In the month of Ramadan, Allah's generosity also knows no limits in this end of in this month of Ramadan. And at the end now, even more. And al-ibratu bil-khawateem. Things are judged according to the end. At that time, our feeling also, we must feel sad, sorry, month is coming to an end. Allah save us, not that we've took it like a burden, now it's good, but we feel sad. We wish it could carry on also, and that we could be reading more, our tarawih, our tilawat, our daily routine of Ramadan. So all this, when that feeling, then Allah is giving out also. Now those who got, will get more also. Who didn't get, or who got only how much they were supposed to get, they will get more. And those who are not deserving, they also will get. So Allah Ta'ala make us to take now, this last few minutes, hours that we have got, only Allah knows what it is, that we try and take as much as we can from Allah Ta'ala, and Allah make our akhirat much more superior and better than our dunya also. May Allah accept from us all, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والفعل والعمل والنية والهدي إنك على كل شيء قدير اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم Oh Allah, except from the whole Ummah, the Qur'an Sharif, the recitation of the Qur'an Sharif. Oh Allah, in the Taraweeh, the Qur'an Sharif. Accept the Taraweeh, accept the Qur'an Sharif. Forgive us all our errors and mistakes, Oh Allah. Except from those who gave lessons on Qur'an, the durus of Qur'an. Except those who have written tafsirs of Qur'an. Except those who have translated the Qur'an Sharif. Accept every aspect of the Qur'an. Accept everyone related to Quran Sharif. Make us also amongst those who are connected with Quran Sharif. And for our whole lives, every moment of our lives, connect us with this great honorable Kitab, O Allah. O Allah, let us respect and honor the Quran, O Allah. Give us full iman and yaqeen on the whole Quran, on every ayat, on every dot, zabar, zair of the Quran. O Allah, let us have full yaqeen, O Allah. Let us benefit fully. Let us appreciate this great ni'mat by reading it, O Allah, by learning it, O Allah, by teaching it, O Allah, by propagating it, O Allah. Give us the adab of the Quran Sharif. And wherever Quran Sharif in the world, how much it has been read, give us all also a full share in all that also, O Allah. O Allah, accept us all for deen and for Quran, and make us your favorite and choice servants without be deserving it in the least, but O Allah. O Allah, Rabbana, taqabbal minna, innaka anta as-sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna ya maulana, innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim, ma shaa Allah, la quwwata illa billah, الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات سبحان
الله بحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.